Let's talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, in terms of the numbers and where they need to be by March the 5th, if there's to be any change in these restrictions, can NPHET predict where they will or may be at that point?
Well, NPHET, I think, would always be cautious about giving a long-term prediction. But we did hear from them last night that the case numbers in the community, they were growing at 18% a day in the run-up to January. They're now decreasing by 8 to 10% a day. So that is encouraging. The incidence of this virus is falling, but it does remain high. So we appear to be on the right path in terms of suppressing the virus. It is hard to say exactly, though, where we will be by, say, the 5th of March, but in a better place, hopefully. And of course, you know, the new variants have an impact there. We know the UK variant is here. There's no evidence yet, we are told, that the Brazilian variant is here. Although, you know, I think our ability to sequence and detect new variants may be an issue there, because the UK variant was detected in Britain in September. We detected it here officially on Christmas Eve. So, you know, searching for it and detecting it is also an issue.
And of course, the level of cases in the community may continue to fall, hopefully, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the pressures on our hospitals will change significantly by March the 5th, because people who are sick from this virus tend to be sicker for longer.
That's true. I mean, the latest figures overnight from the HSE show 1,803 patients with COVID-19 in hospital, and of those, 217 in ICU. They are decreasing numbers. And NPHET says the number of people in hospital, including ICU, has peaked and has plateaued. That is important, but that it's going to take many weeks to get the numbers down. And the numbers of admissions to hospital have decreased below 100 over the past 7 days. Here's Professor Philip Nolan, who chairs the modelling group of NPHET, explaining about that reduction in cases in hospitals.
We're seeing continued improvement, continued rapid improvement in the incidence of the disease. We're seeing, as expected, numbers in hospital plateauing, and expect them to decline very slowly over the coming weeks. And the fundamental message is that we're not going to need to maintain the efforts that have got us to this position for several weeks to come. So over the last 7 days or 5 days, depending on how you look at it, we've seen around 2,000 cases per day on average. So very much less than we were seeing a few weeks ago, but just to remind you, very, very high indeed.
Professor Philip Nolan there. Fergal, in terms of vaccination, real question marks now over the supply and production of AstraZeneca's vaccine, which has yet to be approved by the European Medical Agency. Nonetheless, Stephen Donnelly is saying, the Minister for Health is saying, that the vaccination programme for the over 85s will begin. They're next in line. Do we know when that will start?
Well, he says community vaccination there, that's due to begin in mid-February. It'll be subject to regulatory approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which I think people are hoping to see on Friday. And we do need to see whether it gets the full green light. You know, for example, will it be approved for everyone over 65 years of age? Some question marks about that coming out of Germany last night. But the plan here is to start with, GPs would be doing this vaccination, start with those aged 85 years and over, then followed by those aged 80 to 84, 75 to 79, and people aged 70 to 74. Ireland, we're told by the minister, will receive a vaccine delivery of the AstraZeneca vaccine within the lower range of what was expected for February. And also, delivery in March is likely to be considerably lower than what was originally stated by the company. So, I mean, that is a problem. We're told 140,000 vaccinations have been done to date, but there's still no sign of a promised published daily vaccination data. And we're into coming to the end of January now.
Yeah, and we know that not all residents in nursing homes, not all frontline workers have got their first jab of any vaccine yet. So is the schedule falling behind?
Well, in the absence of detailed data on vaccination, you know, where we are, who's got it, what regions, how much has been done, how far we are behind, can't get a picture of that until this data is officially published on the government website. But the HSE has said that due to the outbreaks of COVID-19, four long-term care facilities were not included in the first getting vaccinations. That was on public health advice. So with around 120 homes not completely done due to active outbreaks, but we're told they will be revisited, but I don't see a timeline yet on that. Last week, some second doses were administered in long-term care facilities, and we're told by the HSE that second doses will be administered in 27 nursing homes this week. But there are many, many more homes than that, of course, to be vaccinated.
Okay, Fergal, thank you very much. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, 726.